Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a part of the fellowship of the unashamed. I have Holy Spirit power. I've stepped over the line. The decision has been made. I'm a disciple of His. I won't look back, let up, slow down, back away, or be still. My past redeemed, my present makes sense, my future is secure. I'm finished and done with low living, sight walking, small planning, smooth knees, colorless dreams, tame vision, worldly talking, cheap giving, and dwarf goals. I no longer need preeminence, position, promotion, applause, or popularity. I don't have to be right first, tops, recognized, praised, regarded, or rewarded. I now live by faith, lean on His presence, walk by patience. I am uplifted by prayer and labor empowered. My face is set, my grade is fast, my goal is heaven. My road is narrow, my way is rough. My companions are few, my God reliable, my mission is clear. I cannot be bought, compromised, detoured, lured away, turned back, deluded, or delayed. I will not flinch in the face of sacrifice, hesitate in the presence of my adversaries, negotiate at the table of my enemy, or ponder at the pool of popularity. Give up, set up, let up until I've stayed up, poured up, prayed up, preached up for the cause of Christ. I am a disciple of Jesus.
Good evening, Blog Talk Radio. Glad to have you here with us tonight for another in the series of God is Alive and Well wherever you are, whatever you got going, whatever part of the world you're in. God is moving and doing a mighty, mighty work in all of our lives, and we got to just walk with Him every single day. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Here we go. You ready? Do we have everything here we need? For once, I have all my parts. I'm not beside myself.
So funny.
Now live on Facebook.
Now we declare it is powerless in the lives of everyone, and we speak health. We focus on what you've given us. You've given us perfect health, perfect peace, and we receive that now, Lord, and we take it everywhere we go to everyone, and we ask that they receive it. Father, help us to have wisdom.
Yes.
And how to help yes. people receive this healing you've already given us. And we thank you for that. We pray for Elisa's mom this evening.
Yes.
They're looking for a mass in her lung, and we declare that mass is
yes.
gone.
Mass is
she
gone.
She has perfect health and function in every cell of her body.
In every cell.
We pray the same for Ben.
Jackson. Hmm? Ben Jackson.
Ben Jackson, yes. And Sunday, Derek, all of these that we've been asking for, Father, help them to receive the perfect health you have given them. In Jesus' name, because my mind all of a sudden, Holy Spirit, bring to my remembrance of the people we've been praying for. And any new that need prayer, we declare in the Father, amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
And Dan says he's in
the show now. Press 1 to hear important.
Since it appears you're calling back into a live show, we are reconnecting you now.
Father, we also pray for all those in a position of leadership in our country.
Yes.
Any who do not seek your will and your ways and your guidance in their decision making, we ask that they are removed from their positions of leadership,
yeah,
or any position of influence again, and that they are replaced with those who,
amen,
do seek you, your will and your ways, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I think we're here.
All right. Hi, Roger.
This is pretty wild. I hear you say it, and then I hear you say it again. It's just, the zombie look.
I hear you good. God love you both, and love you too, Roger. And the community of faith. I'm waiting for you to get in the good news. Howdy to all of the community of faith. Are we back tonight? Pizza sticks tonight. Wow. We had a whole menagerie of leftovers, everything from ham to leftover Mexican food to au gratin potatoes. Just a bunch of leftovers.
Pizza. We had pizza today. We had some cucumbers and Italian sauce today.
Yeah.
That was good.
I wonder if that is why the kids are scared when I use mine. That's funny, Rebecca.
Mm. All right. Mellow to you too, man.
Mellow to you too, fellas. It's always so good to see you popping the door.
All right. Looks like everything's up and running again. So welcome. That was good. You guys did all right. Anybody have an exciting holiday experience you want to share with everybody? I don't know. We have an exciting one. The wind is whistling outside right now.
It really is. It's a North Dakota squall here tonight.
Now, wait a minute. Sister Phyllis is either saying hello and Siri got it, or she's telling us all to mellow out. Now, this is Grandma, so Grandma kind of can see things for the rest of us. So, welcome, everybody. We're glad to have you. I just had to step out for a minute there and deal with Blog Talk Radio, but that seems to be back. Brother Dan, let me see. Where's that at? Let me check the messenger. All right. We are now broadcasting on Blog Talk Radio, Facebook Live, and YouTube Live. And soon to be broadcasting in Kansas City Live. Well, not live, but broadcasting in Kansas City. And anywhere else God sends us to go. We broadcast. There you go. Brother Dan's there. All right. Looks like we got sound, Dan. Let's try this. Hang out for a second, Brother Dan. Let's see. Evening, Brother Dan. Can you say hi to everybody?
Good evening.
His voice sounds funny.
Can you hear me?
Let's see. We got to get the volume up. All right, try again, Dan.
Testing, 1, 2, 3.
That was a really long leg right there. Can you hear him at all?
Can you hear me?
Okay, there.
Yeah, there we go.
Now it sounds like
okay.
Dan.
All right, well, sounds like we're up and rolling. You got anything you need to preach at all?
No,
nothing.
I'm
like
here with
you on the spot. I'm not putting you on the spot at all. If you got something burning, then say it. But if not, that's cool. Thank you, brother. Love you, man.
Thank you for always helping, Dan.
Yeah.
You help us get a lot of things squared around here. And thank you for knowing the process and using it.
People like that's invaluable, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
We'll be quiet now.
To get the number
you can talk
right.
If you want to.
Oh, was he trying to talk and I was interrupting? I'm sorry. I'm quiet now-ish.
That's all right. Both ways going in work, so the number worked too. I just had to edit it a little bit.
That's cool. Sound like you got an echo in your voice.
I might have.
You sound like one of them.
Been on the radio too long.
The big CB set. Kicking all the power, blowing you off your seat.
Yeah.
Okay, still have no
emotion. Okay.
Wow, that lag is really serious, isn't it?
I must be too far away.
No, it's just there's a really serious lag in this tonight, I can tell. But that's all right. We seem to get that problem fixed. So, all right. Bless you, Dan. Love you.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, Roger says, howdy, Brother Dan.
Woo. Well, you know, I always want you guys to talk and say something, but I don't ever want to put you on the spot too much. Like the Holy Ghost puts me on the spot.
Okay, guys, so seriously, my emojis are still gone. Is there a place I need to go pay my emoji bill? Because they've just taken them away from me.
Well, you know, some people get put in Facebook jail. Other people get put in emoji jail. So you must not have said something that was real bad.
I've lost my emoji privileges.
You've just lost your ability to smile.
Oh, no. Or hug or anything.
They're trying to help you see something, I'm sure. Brother Dan is doing good. Brother Dan is, where did he tell me he's at tonight? He's out there on the road somewhere driving. Brother James is out on the road somewhere. Not sure. Misty, is Brother Dave on the road? We got a...
Have we heard from Rudy today?
I have not heard from Rudy. I hate the devil. The devil is a liar.
We hate the devil, yes.
Huh. Wow. Isn't that something?
So, is everyone ready for Christmas? Does anybody have big Christmas plans, or is it going to be a quiet be home and rejoice in the Lord and rest day? Those are wonderful too.
I can hear you pretty good on Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I got the technology out of my ears. All right. Well, glory be to God. Here we go. For those of you that are with us every night like this, And you get to see this rough beginning. We are really trying to perfect this so that we don't have any of this.
Yeah.
And that's probably just going to have to go to another whole level of equipment and in order to get rid of the process. But I want you to know that when we go to our Facebook, when the program is done, we have the ability to delete all this beginning part. So we start right out with the Pledge of Allegiance. If you've ever gone back and seen one of the former programs that we've had, you'll notice that the program starts right at the Pledge of Allegiance. So all of this talk that we do back and forth, just being a family together, is very beneficial to Leanne and I as we set the program up.
Yeah.
We really believe there's a place we can do this before we show up.
But as of yet, we've not found it. It makes us start the programs before
as
we
of
get
yet,
everything in place.
It seems that we have to start the program to make it all work.
Yeah.
And what happens then is if you have the next level of equipment and you have a video board and all this stuff, you can get a key and you can get this other thing and get that thing. And then she does it all on her side.
Yeah.
And I don't do any of it. The cameras are just on me, and or the camera's on me, and we can throw a camera on her, but the idea is it's just another level of equipment that you have to purchase, and that's not too much for God, and we say, take us in, Lord, we'll go on up and go on in, and we'll move on up in Jesus' mighty name. And besides that, we get to have a good time, everybody just coming together and talking about life and your day, kind of relaxing. It's like a big family. Well, it's not like we are. We're a big family where we're just all getting together and fellowshipping, you sharing from your life, we're sharing from our life. We're all standing together with each other. I'm going to say it to you again, guys. Pray for the men and women who are out there driving over the road.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
Pray for them. These men and women that's over the road driving and hauling our stuff and keeping America moving, their biggest enemy they got to fight besides weather is the government. And I'm going to tell you right now,
amen.
That means you're in Facebook prison without any expectations.
I was looking at the Christmas.
That's his M.O., to lie and deceive so he can steal and destroy. There you go. Amen. Sister Phyllis is preaching now. Amen. Now, I'm going to give you a picture of my shirt again. This is Thank a Veteran, Rags of Honor, Land of the Free, Home of the Because of the Brave. We found this at Walmart here. Of course, that's about our only store in town to shop in. And I'm showing this to you because if you're someone that likes a layer, an extra layer that's light underneath the long sleeve shirt for warmth, this is a nice shirt. This shirt helps to promote the care of veterans here in the United States of America.
Yeah.
This shirt is made by a vet in the United States of America.
Yeah.
I know I bought it at Walmart. And if I had the ability to buy one on their website and get it here before Valentine's Day, I would do that. I mean, Sister Felicia sent a package to us how long ago?
I don't know, but...
A month ago.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah, it's been a month.
So
it was before Thanksgiving.
So my Christmas card may be a little late.
Yep.
Oh, no. Wow.
She sent us that package before Thanksgiving.
Wow.
And we received it today. So if you got stuff you've sent people in the package form, you know, make sure you take a picture of it before you close it and tape it off. And then send them the picture on Christmas Day and say, this is what I sent you.
It's on its way.
It's on its way somewhere, touring the United States of America.
Wow, isn't that something?
So And then the next thing to do is speak over your package, that your package gets the favor of God and moves through the system quickly.
Amen.
Amen. But I really like this shirt. For those of you that like to have a nice long sleeve shirt, this is a comfortable extra layer shirt that you will enjoy wearing. And every time you put it on, say, Father, bless our veterans all across this nation.
Yeah. Yeah, in the mighty. A nice last-minute gift to get someone else that's a nice,
yep.
And they were inexpensive. It was like $22, and they're nice, nice shirts. So,
it's a nice shirt. All right, let's go to our next level of technology, and we'll begin with our Pledge of Allegiance, and we will pray over the United States of America, and we're going to get started right at the top of the hour tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Thank you, Roger.
How are we looking?
It's the setup.
There we go. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Here we go.
Rise together with me. Render your honor. We'll make our Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And now we'll have a moment of silence as we remember those who are missing in action, those who paid the last full measure of devotion, those who today bear the scars of battle in their spirit, their soul, and in their body. This moment of silence is in honor of every family of the fallen who will somewhere today stand and remember the loved one's life lived and service rendered. This moment of silence will last for 21 seconds in honor of the 21 rifle volleys fired at the funeral of a fallen soldier. This moment of silence begins now. Join with me in singing God Bless America. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above, from the mountain to the prairie, to the ocean, white with foam. God bless America, my home sweet home. God bless America, my home sweet. And now we'll make the Pledge of Allegiance to the Christian flag. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior for whose kingdom it stands, one Savior crucified, risen, and coming again with life and liberty to all who believe. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. You want to say it with me? And I believe.
And I believe.
And I believe. And I believe. And now we'll make our opening prayer of agreement together. Father, we pray this prayer today as children of Almighty God, as the body of Christ, as ministers of reconciliation, as ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven, by the power of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. We, the community of faith, thank you that you have filled us with your Holy Spirit. Flow, Holy Spirit, flow with your presence and power in our lives. We receive your guidance through this time of ministry that believers' lives will be changed forever, and that glory and honor may be brought to your kingdom through our influence today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen and amen. God and Father of every brave warrior down through American history, here we are again tonight, and we make this declaration. Righteousness exalts this nation.
Amen.
Sin is a reproach to any people. So sin, we rebuke you. Get out of our nation. We are a righteous nation.
Amen.
And we walk with our God. In the mighty name of Jesus. We speak boldly right now tonight that from our founding fathers, who somewhere 250 years ago were meeting saying, how are we going to make America great? They were forerunners of Donald Trump. And they drafted all of our wonderful documents, all the way down through history to us tonight. We declare over every church service, every cell group service, every home group situation, every patriotic event, every political rally, everything that is standing for the United States of America tonight, we declare the blessing of the Lord that makes rich and adds no sorrow with it.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Jesus, mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name. We declare that they begin with prayer. They speak that we forgive it, that you forgive us of our sins. And they speak about the righteousness of God. And that all of us turn back to the righteous ways of this great nation.
Amen.
We're not discouraged. We know we're winning. And we give you glory. And we give you honor. And we give you praise that we are winning this battle.
Amen.
We can see it every day. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Father, all across this nation, may every person who has stood up to fill a political position and they've started their campaign for 22, may they have the greatest boldness and courage and confidence. May they call out the sin of their other, may they talk about the glory of America and not get down in the mudslinging. We call the sin out right now and say, because of your wickedness against your position and your oath of office, you are now removed by the hand of God.
Amen.
And men and women of God take your position, and we give you glory and honor and praise for it, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
May anyone within the sound of my voice, who is supposed to be standing up and doing this, Jesus, have great courage and boldness to get it done. I pray this in Jesus' mighty name. I pray this according to your holy word, by the word of Almighty God. We bless our peacemakers wherever they are around the nation. We bless this tornado. The aftermath in this tornado. May there be peace in all of these communities. May there be no looting. Drug dealers go away. Wicked people get away. And we declare the angels of Almighty God are now there with these people as they have been all along. And they are giving them guidance and safety and protection as they are there. And they're putting their lives back together.
Yeah.
Father, may the insurance companies move quickly. May relief teams get in there and move quickly. May the roofers show up and the drywallers show up and the cement people show up and the builders show up and the houses go back up. And you restore the years the locusts have eaten.
Amen.
For these people.
Thank you, Father.
We speak it done right now in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. We rebuke all violent weather that could be coming right now tonight. We declare in the mighty name of Jesus that the people of God stand up boldly and confidently and do what Jesus taught us to do, and that is to stand up and declare, peace be still to these storms. Now I see them. They stretch from Oklahoma City all the way up to Fargo almost. And we declare, violent storms, we command you to cease in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, that you told us to speak, peace be still.
Peace be still.
We say it right now. Peace be still. Now, the areas that are dry and need the rain, we receive the rain. No more violent storms.
Amen.
Can I get an amen from anybody tonight?
Amen.
No more violent storms in these areas. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray right here, right now, tonight, in the name of Jesus. My goodness, this, we got to pray for this. We got to pray because this is, there's some serious storms here. Everybody just pause for a second. Am I back now?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
I pulled up my weather map and,
Amen, Rebecca. Peace be still. No more violent storms. I pray for all affected by them. Amen. Amen and glory be to our Lord, Rebecca.
All right. Well, they're rolling across Missouri right now, and we declare in the mighty name of Jesus that the believers in Missouri rise up and take authority over these storms right
Amen.
Now.
Amen.
Now, Father, we're taking authority, but we speak into the realm of the Spirit, into that international network of prayer and faith,
yeah.
that these believers rise up in these states and take authority over these storms, and that if they need the rain waters the earth.
Amen.
But we bind violent storms, tornadoes, and destructive weather right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We declare this weather rolling up into Minnesota will roll right over into North Dakota and water our lands because the drought is over and abundance of rain is heard and snow and rain and ice go away and just beautiful rain.
Amen.
And we fill up our reservoirs before the winter ever even kicks off on December 21st.
Yes.
We speak it done right now. Father, we bless Brother Dave Godby, wherever he may be tonight. Help him, Lord, to be safe
yes.
on the road. This is where he drives. Help him be very safe. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Lord, you said, I rebuke you, storm. And then you said, peace be still. And that's what we say. Sister Rebecca already said it.
Yes.
We rebuke the violent storms. Wait.
Yes.
Let's go a little bit deeper. What pushes a violent storm, a demonic spirit, the princes of the powers of the air. Because what does the devil come to do? Steal, kill, and destroy. So tonight we say that demonic force, you are uprooted, you are unseated by the name which is above every name. Amen?
Yeah, amen.
And now we say, peace be still. Rain come, gentle snow come. We say, people be wise, and this earth is watered like God has given it to be. I'll remind you of a verse. You might want to turn there with me right now, because it'll be a blessing to you if you do. Daniel Johnson is with us. Welcome, Daniel Johnson.
Daniel.
Good to have you with us tonight. Go with me to Romans. This is not my message. This is praying for the storms. Romans chapter 8. And we're going to read 19 and through 22. Romans 8, 19 through 20. This is a weather controlling verse. Last night we studied, I am made in the image of my Father. I sent it to you in an audio today. I sent it to you in a YouTube video today. Say it with me again. I'm made in the image of my Father. And he expects me to act like him. Romans 8:19 says, for the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God. That means earth is waiting for you and me to be revealed. For the creation was subjected to fertility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it in hope. Because the creation itself also will be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groans and labors with birth pangs until now. Now watch, what's he saying to us? This earth is looking for you and I to show up as the sons and daughters of God and take dominion of this earth. Be fruitful, multiply, subdue the earth, and take dominion. The earth, remember what the psalmist said, or the prophet said, if we don't praise him, the rocks will cry out. The earth is longing for you and I to take control of it. Be fruitful, multiply, subdue the earth, take dominion, and fill the earth. Renew it. So, tonight, that's what you hear me pray all the time. We speak to the weather systems. Water come where it's dry. And dryness come where it's wet. Sister Phyllis don't need no more rain.
No, she doesn't.
But we need the rain. So skip Phyllis and come right up here to the plains and the northern plains and water us. Give us abundance of snow.
Man,
fill up our reservoirs. Matter of fact, I don't know. You guys are going to hear this. I would have already be started teaching, but this is where we are tonight. So thank you, Holy Spirit. We receive it. You heard me say what we need in North Dakota is snow, warm up, the ground soaks it in, more snow. Warm up, the ground soaks it in, more snow. That's happened three times now. And all of that moisture of that last snow, which was about 4 inches, got up to 40 degrees, the ground just sucked it in.
Hallelujah.
That means we've had two of those now, or three of those now, where the ground just sucked it in. Now, looking at the weather report coming, it's looking like it's going to head down into the zeros. But I say, Lord, give us another warm-up. Amen. Amen? Melt the snow. What does it do? The ground just sucks it in. If that does, it gives it the frost. If that does, it makes it so spring happens like it's supposed to. And now, just stack up the snow.
Amen.
We need a good couple of snowstorms that produce 8, 10, 12 inches of snow. What does that do? It fills all the reservoirs. Now, why would God show that to me? Except that he wants us to speak the word just like that. I encourage every one of you within the sound of my voice right now, keep your eye on the weather where you are. Let's not let another tornado system go through America like what just happened. I had no idea that was going on. But many Christians, they don't even know to confront it. But there's no reason to let that level of destruction happen. There's no reason for it. And the destruction is not an act of God. Ready? I'm cutting another tree down. This is a big one. It's got a 34-inch bar on it. Why? Because God ain't going to destroy people's lives like this. The thief comes to
kill and steal, destroy.
I can't hear you. Say it again.
Steal and kill and destroy.
She said it so loud that time I felt the spit, just kind of bouncing off my head. But Jesus came to give life and life more abundantly.
Amen.
Well, Pastor, it helps the, listen to this. I've heard Christians say this. Well, Pastor, it helps the economy because then there's jobs and people are building houses and roofing and all that stuff. Did you just hear what you said? A tornado come through and destroyed everybody's life, ruined all their personal belongings. But that's a good thing because now people have jobs. I'm still cutting that same tree. I almost got the big V cut.
Yeah.
Cutting that tree down. Why? Because it's not an act of God. Your insurance company might call it that.
Even when good things come out of it, that's because our God makes all things work to the good of those who love him. He makes beauty from ashes. So he will take a bad circumstance and make something good out of it, but he does not need a bad circumstance to make something good happen. So there was that.
Somebody shout glory hallelujah, Sister Leanne is preaching tonight.
That's one of those passion teachers of mine.
Wow. You know, I see the videos. People got their camera out and they're, oh, here it comes. And they don't ever once say, I bind you in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
They start cussing and swearing. 500 people were killed by that tornado. Oh, my goodness sakes alive. Father, right now in Jesus' name.
Wow.
You foul spirit of death.
Father.
We rebuke you in the mighty name of Jesus. 500 families. We speak peace. We will not be those people that are away, many miles away, unconnected, unaffected. We speak peace into these families right now tonight. Not only are their homes destroyed, but now they have members of their families that have died, been killed in a violent storm. In the mighty name of Jesus, may the rescue crews of the body of Christ stand up and get there and bring life and life more abundantly to these communities in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we speak life. We speak life. We speak life. We speak life. We declare all of the human trafficking people, the angels of God have protected this place. You cannot destroy it. No more, no child molestation and abductions happen. None. We declare no government wickedness happens. Everybody gets involved to spare the lives of people.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus. May every one of our RV manufacturers go into full swing producing homes for them to live in so they have shelters while they rebuild their homes.
Amen.
We speak it done now. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we ask for manna from heaven. Bless Brother Copeland. Bless Billy Graham or Franklin Graham, John Hagee, Rod Parsley, all of these huge ministries that will immediately send not only aid, but people there to administer help and strength. In the name of Jesus, we speak life and life more abundantly into this situation.
Amen.
Right now, in Jesus' mighty name. Right now. Father, may families that have been feuding drop the feud and get involved to help. May we, the body of Christ, join together in the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace and make a difference and make a difference in these people's lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Mighty name of Jesus, we pray right now. Now, let me say this. I would not put your money into any organization right now. If you feel like sending money to help, do not put your money into an organization that's not Christian.
Yeah, amen.
If you don't want to know my advice, send it to Kenneth Copeland, because he ain't going to take a penny out for overhead. There ain't every penny that you send him will go straight to that situation. Send it through Jesse DePlantis. Every penny you send that man will go straight to the people that need it.
Yeah.
And Brother Jesse and Brother Kenneth have an amazing team of rescue workers that go and do this kind of work.
Yeah.
But don't send it to the Red Cross guys. Don't do it. They've bowed to this agenda that's going on today, and your money will get eat up overhead. Some of you may not know this, but on my end, I know it. Let's say $100 million goes to the Red Cross right now. They only have to give $20 million of that to actually go to the people. They can use $80 million of that for overhead. United Way, all of those organizations. And anytime you give money, you need to find out how much of this money is actually getting to the people. When we look at what happened in Haiti, that last hurricane that destroyed that place, there was billions of dollars sent into the worldly organizations. And guess what? It never got there because they ate it up in overhead costs. But I'm going to tell you, Brother Copeland don't do that. Jesse DePlantis, they don't do that. When you give them a money, a penny, it goes straight to it. Rod Parsley, he don't do it. You put money in his hand, he spends every penny of it to get it to those people. Now, I'm sure there's other ones. Franklin Graham, I don't know Franklin Graham's percentage, but I encourage you to use the trusted men and women of God who have been doing it for years and know what they're doing and how to get it done. Brother Copeland has, I don't know this as a fact, but I can pretty much guarantee you has already got semi-loads of food that's already there.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's how he works. He don't put it out for everybody to see. He just goes to work. His team, as soon as that happens, his team goes into motion. Right now, they've already got millions of dollars stored up for this very purpose, and now people will be sending in millions, and they'll pump it right back into those places. Yeah. And it'll be an amazing blessing to see what's going on. And people's lives will be preserved. Now, I want you guys to think about it. I'm taking extra time on purpose. This is December. And December in Kentucky can actually be cold. I lived in Kentucky. All right? I've seen a snowstorm in Kentucky in December. We got to pray that the temporary housing gets to them. What usually happens with FEMA is they get the manufactured home companies and all the RV companies making temporary homes. They're very simple, but there's shelters that can be put up, and people will have them for their family to live in. So I'm just speaking all this. I've been there, been a part of it. I actually hauled trailers from Goshen, Indiana to Miami, Florida after Hurricane Andrew happened. So I actually have experience with this. I know exactly what I'm talking about. And Hurricane Andrew happened, which they say is what this looks like. We pulled off the highway the first time we dropped a load off and was met by the National Guard with an M16 at the window saying, state your purpose. And he don't have darts in there. He's got bullets. And we pulled up in the RV dealership where we were taking the RV. And the owner came out with a 12-gauge shotgun.
Why?
Well, the looting is horrendous in this situation.
Are you kidding?
No. So that's why I'm spending a little bit of time on this. I've been there. I've done it. I know what we're faced with. And you and I got to cover it in prayer. And so we do right now. Say this with me. Say, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
May the Americans. Put their money into the hand of the preachers.
Yes. Put their money into the hand of the preachers.
And not these wicked organizations.
Yes.
May these people that are putting all these millions together, may they be exposed for what they did last time. So this money goes right to the center, and the body of Christ stands up and helps the body of Christ.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Well, if you've never been a part of this situation, everybody's life is so destroyed, everybody's grasping at everything they can. There's no food available. There's no grocery stores available. Everybody's food is now going to be depleted in a matter of a week because most people don't have a month's worth of food. It causes so much destruction. Technologies, electricity, and water cannot come back up, and it gets real extreme real quick. And we speak the peace of God into this situation in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we speak it done right now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Now, I am, for those of you that you spend time watching things like that, I don't have time to watch TV like that. I don't have that kind of time. When you see him telling a story or giving a report, do what we should be doing and speak to that situation they're talking about right now. I haven't heard a report about what the man in the Oval Office is doing. We know what a president of the United States is supposed to do, but I don't know about the man in the Oval Office. All right? But we speak, no government official gets in the way of putting money where it belongs. May that big bill they put get rerouted into the lives of the American people right now in Jesus' mighty name. We've been speaking it now for months, and I'm not going to stop speaking it because we know who God is and we know how God is working in our lives. Am I missing any important comments? James Denny, welcome.
Welcome. well.
Good to have you with us tonight.
Hi, Christine.
Sally Rice, welcome. Good to have you with us tonight.
Good to have you with us. I don't see Sally. I see Christine Berkeley just popped in. Of course, I don't see James Denny either.
So, Misty Nash, where's Dave tonight? Call you blessed, Dave. In the mighty name of Jesus, wherever you are. All of the truck drivers moving in and out of these places. Hey, James Denny, I'm here. Come on, man. I love that video you sent me, dude. That was awesome.
Yeah, that was funny. Your truck sounds very nice.
The truck sounds very nice. We have a lot of signs out here. No engine brakes. And it'll be by somebody's house. But that's because the boys with the 8-inch stacks go by in the middle of the night right on that hill. Anyways, good to have you here, man. Love you, James.
It is. Good to
It's good to see you with us anytime you can be here. All right. Now, what about tonight's message? Now, we've spent quite a bit of time on that. I keep hearing the reports, and I guess I'm going to have to go watch some of it myself. That's awesome, man. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Brother Dan Cottle's here. He's a truck driver. Brother Roger Oxy, he's here. He's a truck driver. Dave Godby might be here. He's a truck driver. Brother Rudy, I haven't seen Rudy yet. Rudy's probably working, but he's a truck driver. And y'all truck drivers are welcome. Sister Felicia Eicher, if she's here, her hubby's out somewhere between South Carolina and Mississippi. And so we're just glad that you came and stopped by tonight. Let's turn the corner. Got to shift down. Run them big pipes, James.
Take break.
Bam. Honk at the kids in the yard. We're going tonight to adding to your faith diligence. Adding to your faith diligence.
Amen.
Now, once again, I'll remind you, if you're ever out in any of your times, not just the holiday season, and you want to have the program on, but you can't stream the Facebook or YouTube, remember we got Blog Talk Radio. And you can connect on that in the evening sessions, and that just uses your phone. And if you just dial this number, it'll put you right in to the program, and you can listen right on your phone. If you have a fancy a vehicle that gives you the ability to put that up on your speakers, you get to hear the community of faith loud and clear right in your speakers and as you go down the road. Rebecca, I not only do truck noises, I know how to drive trucks. And for some of you who are on my Facebook page, and my dear friend Roy Gildner posted a funny tonight about me grinding gears.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
He wasn't talking about me. We were laughing at another guy who didn't know how to grind and shift yet. Brother Roy Gildner taught me how to drive a milk truck. And when you first start driving an 8-axle milk truck, there's a lot of motion with that because it's just, 100,000 pounds of milk floating around back there behind you. And your first couple of days, it's a little, different. And, so he made me really nervous. And I think I ground a gear maybe twice.
That's all?
Each time I started up. the joy of being here. And if you're with us tonight, Roy, bless you, man. Love you. Roy helped me, taught me a lot. And brother James Denny's a milk hauler in this great state of Ohio. So if you like cheese, And you like
we love cheese.
And you like your milk and your sour cream.
Yep.
And your chip dip.
Yeah.
Huh?
I like all those.
Your cottage cheese.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Your fancy creamers for your coffee. You gotta have milk. So make good friends with them milk truck drivers, because you got to keep them running. Oh my, what are we doing tonight? We're almost going to have a program here.
If you don't get moving, we're not. You almost got whiplash in the semi. Oh no. That was some gear grinding, huh, Rebecca?
Here we go. Let's turn tonight to 2 Peter. No, wait. Let's not go to 2 Peter. Let's lay our foundation verses out again. And that is Matthew chapter 15 and Matthew chapter 13. All right? And we'll lay our foundation verses out. And then we're going to talk about this. I hope you enjoyed that. I have another audio already ready. Of the program we had last night dealing with sorrow and grief and cutting them trees down out of our life, because our greatest hindrance that we're ever going to face is the religious indoctrination we've had from our past. That's the greatest hindrance. Just like I just said to you right now, people will say, well, that's an act of God. I'm cutting that tree down because it's not an act of God. Anything that comes stealing, killing, and destroying is not an act of God. Because he can't send that to you. He's got to send life and life more abundantly, because that's what's in heaven. Remember this principle of God. God can't give you what he doesn't have inside of him. People talk about hell, and they always want to say it's the place where the worm dies not and you burn forever. So they're trying to scare people by worms and fire. But hold on just a second. Don't be worried about worms and fire. You're going to spend eternity with zero characteristics of God in your life. Don't worry about fire or worms. You won't have peace. There's no joy where God is not. Because joy is a fruit of the Spirit. Mm-hmm. So in hell, I mean, worms are bad and fire's bad. And worms and fire for eternity is bad. But you have zero of the characteristics of God in hell. What is hell? Hell is spending eternity outside of the presence and the glory of Almighty God who made you. You and I don't know what it's like to have one day without the Holy Spirit in our life. Why? Because the Holy Spirit has covered the whole earth. The day of Pentecost, he poured out his Spirit on all the earth. So the Holy Spirit covers the whole globe, no matter where you are, no matter where you've been, no matter where you go, the Holy Spirit of God is already there. When people just talk about hell, well, you're going to burn forever, I'm always like, wait, why are you going there? You're going to miss out the greatest part of eternity. Is you're going to miss out on a perfect, beautiful, wonderful, amazing eternity with the God who created you. That's hell. That's hell. You won't have no power of the Holy Spirit anywhere by it, because the Holy Spirit will not be in hell.
There's no hope. No peace.
There's no hope. Ready? I'm going to tear down another tree. Are you ready? This is a big one. Only the good die young. I'm going to go to hell where all my friends are. There's no friendship in hell. There's no party in hell. Wait, you ready? I hear guys saying it. Well, I'm going to have the biggest whiskey party I ever had in hell. No, whiskey is a part of partying. Partying is a part of joy. There won't be none of that. Whiskey would be a quenching of your thirst. There won't be any of that. But see, it's not about being thirsty. You're missing the wonderful love and relationship of God our Father, who loves you with everything in him. And that's why on this side of eternity, we work every day to grow closer and closer and closer and closer and closer to God every day in Jesus' mighty name. Well, Roger, I know you're making it funny, but it might not be funny because those are some big trees in people's lives. Well, but Pastor, my Aunt Mabel and Uncle Charlie told me that. Well, I don't know about your Aunt Mabel or your Uncle Charlie. I do know what the Word of God says, and the Word of God can be trusted beyond anything Aunt maybe Uncle Charlie or anyone else ever said, because his Word is what makes us stand. Yeah. Woo! How are we doing tonight? I got to get moving. Is anybody checked on Mary Pastor Rick today? Because I haven't seen her at either of our programs. Somebody send her a message and make sure she's okay. We miss you, Mary. We love you. That's just how it is here. If we don't see you guys, we start asking questions because you're part of our family, and we're going to take care of you. In Jesus' name, Matthew chapter 15. And we're going to go down. Voice, clear up now. Matthew chapter 15, verses 10 through 14. Matthew chapter 15, verses 10 through 14. Voice, clear up now. Let's hold up our Bible and we'll make our confession for tonight. The Bible says we get to have the fruit of our lips, and this is how you do it right here. Start making some confessions and declarations that is based in the Word of God, and all of a sudden you begin to see it coming to pass in your life as you speak it out loud. Ready? Say it with me. This is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
I believe what God's Word says.
I believe what God's Word says.
I am what Jesus says I am.
I am what Jesus says I am.
Because he is the great I am.
Because he is the great.
The Holy Spirit of God.
The Holy Spirit of God.
Is making this Word come alive.
Is making this Word come alive.
In my life tonight.
In my life tonight.
I receive the Word of God.
I receive the Word
and
of God.
Plant him as a seed.
In
the good soil of my heart,
in the good soil of my
producing a hundredfold return,
producing a hundredfold return,
in my spirit, my soul, and my body,
in my spirit, my soul, and in my body,
in Jesus' mighty
in
name,
Jesus' mighty name,
amen, and amen, and amen. John, Matthew chapter 15, verses 10, verse 10 through 14. When he called the multitude to himself, he said to them, hear and understand. Not what goes into the mouth defiles a man, but what comes out of the mouth, this defiles a man. That's a powerful statement, isn't it? Then his disciples came and said, did you know the Pharisees were offended when they heard this saying? Jesus answered and said, they're a bunch of thumbsuckers anyway, so of course they'll be offended. Okay, he didn't say that. I said that. He said, every plant which my Father, my Heavenly Father has not planted will be uprooted. Interesting statement, isn't it? That means all this religious stuff that isn't God at all, it's going to be uprooted. But it also means that everything that's been put inside of you by religious people that really wasn't solid foundation in God's holy word is going to be uprooted. You and I need to say to the Holy Spirit every time we open this book, Holy Spirit, illuminate my heart and mind and my understanding so I can see and know who you are in my life in Jesus' mighty name. Mary, Pastor Rick, I see you. I've been concerned about you. We've been missing you. And I just needed to know you is all right. Thanks for being here tonight.
That's too funny.
Jesus said in verse 14, let them alone. They are blind leaders of the blind. How many of you know you don't want God making that statement about you on any day of this week ever, 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 ever? You just don't want it. You want God to be saying, ah, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. Why? Because Jesus just said, bottom line is, they're going to wander around in their blindness. They're going to lead one another astray. And as they do, there's nothing you're going to do to change them. Did you notice that there's nothing that anybody could do to change the Pharisees? There's just nothing that you can do to change those people. Why? They are so determined to be their religiosity that they have no desire for a relationship with God at all. And because of that, they will never have a relationship with God. They'll just be religious. But I got a word for you. The last thing in the world you want is to be religious, because you're going to stand before Jesus someday. And you are going to give an account of your religiosity and your religiousness, and you're going to have to make sure that it's a good one. And you're not going to be able to use any preacher's name on that day when you're standing there, not even mine. You won't be able to use your pastor's name, no matter how good they are, no matter how well they taught you, because Jesus is going to look at you on that day and say, yeah, but what did you do? What did you do in your life in Jesus' mighty name? Let's grab another verse. One of our another one of the foundation verses. Just looking for the mouse. That's all. Matthew chapter 13, verses 11 and 12. These are foundation verses. Every time you guys come here, you know how I function. I lay the word out because I want you, when you stand before Jesus, to be so confident in him. When you walk in the door, when you're standing in front of him, there probably won't be no door because there'll be a billion people standing there. But when you're standing there, you'll be able to say, I know I'm walking up there. Certainly, I'm going to probably lose some of my reward and some of what I've worked to do. But I guarantee you this, in the last period of my life on this earth, I walked with God every day, and he's going to say, well done, good and faithful servant, because you were faithful to walk with him right here, right now, on this side of heaven and eternity. Amen. Can I get an amen from anybody? Woo, glory. Matthew chapter 13, verses 10 through 12. And the disciples came and said to him, Why do you speak to them in parables? And he said to them, because it's been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. Pastor, I got a little discouraged last night because you were talking about all these trees. I know. I don't like it when trees are in my life that are stopping me. I don't like it. I got a couple I'm cutting on right now, and I think I've got them cut all the way down. I got a cable tied to them. Helicopter's getting ready to drag them away. And I'm telling you, they're not staying in my life. I don't like it. But I know this. This is what you've got to continually keep as the most forefront thought in your mind. I am a child of God. And my Father loves me very much. Even if I have trees that he wants uprooted.
And welcome this Sunday.
Sunday guys are welcome. Francetta, we're missing you. But we know you're here somewhere. Big Jim Little, we miss you. Love you, Mary. And we don't care whether you combed your hair or not.
Yeah.
Nobody sees you except me, Ann and I. You ought to see Brother James Denny right now. James grabs his hat and puts it on. Whoa, whoa, nobody be looking at me. Nobody can see you. Even though it says Zoom, nobody sees you. They just see me. Amen. We love you too, Sunday. Let's look at this. Jesus said, to you and me, it has been given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. Do you read that verse with me? Everybody just read it right out loud, verse 11. Because it has been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given. Parable serves two purposes, to reveal truth to the hungry and to conceal truth to those that aren't hungry.
Amen.
Well, Pastor, why do they need to have truth concealed from them? Because until you're hungry and you want it, you'll just be judged for it.
Yeah.
If you don't have that truth, you won't be judged.
Our God is a gracious.
He's a gracious and wonderful God. Say it with me. It has been given to me to know.
It has been given to me to know.
Let's put it in modern language. Modern language. God wants me to know the mysteries. He does. Verse 12. For whoever has, what's the subject that we're talking about? The word of God sown in your heart, producing a fruit. For whoever has, more will be given, and he'll have an abundance. How many of you have found? I want you to raise your hand if you found it. That the more you stay here and the more revelation you get, the more you want.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody except Sister Leanne, signify by raising her right hand because she doesn't get to.
Why?
Well, I thought you didn't have no emojis.
Oh. And they can't see this one, can they?
Everybody pray for Sister Leanne. She's done something really bad. She has no emojis. They've taken all of the joy. There you go. Sunday's got her hand up. Pastor's got his hand up. Come on. Get your hand up. Get your hand up. It's like a rap song. Get your hand up. Get your hand up. Get your hand up.
Mary's got hands.
And Mary, we see your hands and we look. But I want you to see this.
The more you want, the more you get. Exactly right.
The more you want, the more you get. It's all about desire. It's not about education. It's not about a Bible college degree. It's not whether you get to sit on the front row of church. Not if you're the biggest giver in the church. Nobody should ever know if you're the biggest giver. Wait, listen. When the church gets going and you finally get a good staff working with you, the pastor should never even know who the biggest giver is. You know why? Because then your heart's pure.
Amen.
You treat everybody as a giver. If you give, glory be to God. If you don't give, glory be to God. It isn't about me. It's between you and God. And listen, that's what makes the most pure giving there ever is. If I'm like, give me, my name is Jimmy, I'm plucking your, I'm not talking about giving to me. I ain't doing that. You obey God. Because when you stand before him, it's not going to be about if I've begged you for money and got it out of your pocket. It's going to be what he told you to do. And that's what's the most important thing that can ever happen in Jesus' mighty name. Say it with me. I want revelation.
I want revelation.
Oh, don't you just want revelation? Luke chapter 6, verses 43 to 49. We're just going through them again. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of Almighty God. Luke chapter 6. Give me the verses.
43 to 49.
All right, 43 to 49. For a good tree, I'll slow down. Luke chapter 6. I can't hear your pages turning. So I'll turn mine. Luke chapter 6, 43 to 49. Look at all the hands that went up. That's awesome. Love you guys. Has anybody said I love the word tonight?
Yeah, Roger.
I haven't even got my I love the word ready. 43. A good tree does not bear bad fruit, nor does a bad tree bear good fruit. Every tree is known by its word. Make use of the granny gear. Come on. That's a truck driver right there. Put it in low and split the gears on the bottom. It's an 18 speed. Ready? Every tree is known by its fruit. Men do not gather figs from thorns, nor do they gather grapes from a bramble bush. Jesus is teaching a very simple process here. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things. I can hear somebody saying, yeah, but Pastor, how do I get good down in my heart when I've got evil? Now, an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Ready? Jesus said, a good man out of the good treasure. What is it that you treasure in life when it comes to wisdom and knowledge and understanding?
Yes.
Because whatever you treasure is what will be down in here. If you treasure what the good old boys say, that's what will be in your treasure. If you treasure what the good old girls in the gossip club say, that's what will be in your treasure. If you are a manipulating and controlling person and you found the way to get control of people and make them do what you want, that'll be the treasure of your heart.
That's not a treasure you want to have.
And that's not a treasure you want to have. Well, Pastor, how in the world do I change what the treasure is that's in my heart? Well, let's go back up here a couple verses. And we're in Luke 6, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's go back up here in Luke 6. And let's start with verse 27.
That makes me happy because that's not God-like. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, you have an ornery disposition. You do not have an ornery disposition, Mary. You have a good heart.
Well, but here's the deal. Let's just use that. Mary just said, I have an ornery disposition. I don't know who taught Mary to say that, but somebody taught her to say it. But you ready? Everybody fire up the Husqvarna. Oh, we're going to cut that tree down.
Rebecca, thank you for getting that verse.
Thank you, Rebecca. Appreciate it. We're going to read verses 27, and we're going to go down to 42. You don't live with me? Well, there's a whole lot to be said about who lives with who.
Where, 43?
Yeah. Ready? Let's all read together. I'll stop and preach it, but I'm not going to do that. Let's just read. Listen to what Jesus said. These are red letters. I say to you who hear, are you listening? Or are you just hearing? I say to you, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Pastor, could you choose a different set of verses? Bless those who curse you. Woo! Pray for those who spitefully use you. Yeah, Jesus is actually saying these words. But I want you to check something in your life right now by the Holy Spirit. If any of these verses are causing you to go, what is it? Somebody planted a tree in your heart that says, when you have an enemy, get them back. You ever heard the statement, karma is a bad process? Well, number one, karma is an Eastern religion. And it's a fake and a fallacy of what you sow, you reap. But it's of an Eastern religion that's run by a demonic spirit. Wait, Pastor, can we just cut the branches off tonight and not go for the root? I'm gonna kill it at the root because then the whole tree dies.
Yeah.
Watch what Jesus says. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who spitefully use you. To him who strikes you on the one cheek, offer the other. That was if a Roman officer was striking them. And from him who takes away your cloak, do not withhold your tunic either. Jesus don't want you walking around naked. The streak did not come from this verse. Verse 30. Give to everyone who asks of you. And from him who takes away your goods, do not ask for them to come back to you. Just as you want men to do to you, you also do to them likewise. Now remember, Jesus didn't say that when you do to other people what you want them to do, that automatically everybody will do it back to you. What you and I learn how to do is get the people out of our life who continually are doing bad to us, and they don't care that they're doing bad to us. Now, if that's your husband or your wife, that's not as easy to get them out of your life. So you need to pray for them, and you need to minister God's grace and his love to them. What am I showing you? I'm showing us, well, no, what is the Holy Spirit showing us tonight? But that right here in this chapter, you can see all kind of trees that are planted in our heart, causing us to say, hey, wait a minute, preacher, do you know what they did to me? Well, say that to him. I'm just a messenger. I'm just the bread delivery boy. I'm just delivering fresh baked bread to folks that's hungry for the word of God. Amen? Let's keep reading. I'm in 31. Just as you want men to do to you, do to them. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. If you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that for you? For even sinners do that. And if you lend to those from whom you hope to receive back, what credit is that to you? For even sinners lend to sinners. 35, love your enemies. Somebody said, Pastor, that chainsaw ain't going to get it. You're going to have to bring in a big wood harvester. It's got a big plant pot. Keep reading. Do good and lend, hoping for nothing in return. Your reward will be great, and you'll be sons of the Most High, for he is kind and to the unthankful and evil. Therefore, be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Now, let's pause right now and go to John chapter 17. We're almost ready to get our focus verse for the night. It's almost time to be done, and we're going to finally get to the focus verse.
No delivery is more fun. It's
really... Woo! Brother James, in case you got happy kids, who's there at the barn and, you know, fresh baked cookies. And man, Leonard Griesick's wife, not Leonard, Albert Griesick's wife, Joyce.
Yeah.
God bless you, Joyce. Joyce would bring me pie. Woo! And beef jerky. Leave it out there on the tank for you. Woo!
Wow.
Cookies, man.
Nice.
Bring you a whole... bag of cookies. I mean, that's like, why don't they have milk people out here? I'd drive milk out here just because you get to eat good food with people. Milk delivery is more fun. What'd Mary say? Mary said, it's amazing how you talk about the big bushes in my life. Well,
wow, I don't see that.
Here's the thing. I want everybody to get this. All of you guys right here have watched me walk through that last set of verses we just read publicly in front of you all. Because our governmental leaders, I'd just soon deal with them as they ought to be dealt with immediately. I had a lady in my face the other day at Walmart signing petitions, screaming at me about it.
Oh my goodness, yeah, I just did.
And I wanted to just get right back in her face and scream. But that doesn't work. And those verses I just read, just so everybody knows, those are verses that all of us are going to work on until the day that Jesus comes. I don't want anybody to be discouraged like, oh, my God, I'm an absolute mess.
Yeah.
Why? Because evil men and imposters will grow worse and worse. Why? Because they got the internet and they can all band together and think they can get something accomplished. Jesus didn't ask us to lay down and be a doormat for the devil. Ready? I'll say it again. Jesus didn't ask us to lay down and be a doormat for the devil.
Amen.
He didn't ask us to do that. Jesus doesn't ask you to continually hug the person who's carrying a knife to stab you in the back. No, don't ever hug them again. But don't go around and talk about them either. Have you ever noticed that gossipers talk about gossipers with other gossipers?
Yes. Don't be a part of that circle.
And when you leave, what do? They talk about you. All right? So don't be a part of that circle. And sometimes that's difficult. You know, I think about Mary had a restaurant and had a big coffee table where all the locals come in and solve all the problems. But really what that table turns into is a big gossip table. You can't sit there and function like that and be a Christian unless you're going to be willing to rebuke them. People would invite me to the big, they called it the coffee table. Why don't you come and hang out with us at the coffee table? You're a pastor. You can teach us something. I would say, because none of those men there want to stop gossiping. And I'll make one statement, and they'll all get up and leave. And then what do I accomplish? Now they hate me. I might as well stay away, and they might still like me. Did I send us another verse?
You did, but I was typing something, and I missed it.
Now, let's go to John chapter 17. And let's read this chapter.
All right. There you go, Phil, if you finally listen. Just read the whole chapter.
Yeah, don't listen to the gossip, and most definitely don't be involved in it.
Oh, no kidding.
And if nothing else, everybody watch. You ready? I'll show you how to get out of it. Ready? Everybody look up at the screen. Oh, hey, guys, I got to run.
There you go.
If you don't do nothing else except call me, dial me on the phone so when you walk away, you're making a phone call. And what did you just do? Hey, guys, I got to run. And you bowed out of that gossip and tailbearing and backbiting and the destruction that's going to go on coming out of people's mouth. Because why? Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And don't let that be the abundance of your heart. You don't have to let it be the abundance of your heart. You can love people. I have finally gotten to the point where I can honestly say I am now praying, Father, please help everybody in our government who is wicked and perverse and reprobate to turn from their wicked ways. Why? Because they're getting ready to spend eternity without God. And they're doing it for position or fame or notoriety or worse yet, for money. And they've sold their souls. If Joe Biden has sold his soul to China like it looks, he didn't sell America to China. He sold his soul to China. We, the American people, have said, no way. God, have mercy. Help this man change before judgment happens to him. Handwriting on the wall, angels stand next to him and smite him, fall off the edge of a building. I mean, it's the Bible. It's what happens. So let's just do our best to pray and help people make it. I'm going to read John 17. This is Jesus, and he's praying for himself. I want you to get this picture. Jesus has lived his whole life, and he's righteous for you. He passed all those tests about keeping his heart right. And he's righteous. He's at the Last Supper, and he's washed their feet. They've received the first communion service. He told them, this is the blood of the new covenant. And now, in John 15, 16, and 17, he's given his last portions of instruction to the disciples. John 14, he's talking about the Holy Spirit. John 15, he's talking about bearing fruit and the Holy Spirit. John 16, he's talking about the Holy Spirit and his work on this earth. John 17, Jesus prays for himself, for you and me. Watch this prayer. Jesus spoke these words, lift up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son may also glorify you. And this is, as you have given him authority over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as you have given him. And this is eternal life, that you may know, that they may know you. Say this, I get to know the Father. Remember what Jesus said? It's been given to you to know the mysteries. Look at this verse. And this is eternal life, that they may know you. Who? Father. At the beginning of this prayer, Jesus prayed for you and me to know the Father, which is the solution to all of these trees. Now, if you had a good father, as you went through life, he would say, son, don't do that. Daughter, you can't do that. Come here, sweetie. You can't do that. You can't act that way. That's a good father. But he didn't drive you out in the cold. If you had a dad that was bad, then I declare right now, every bit of trauma that happened to you in your life growing up, I bind its effect, I release its power, and I command the love of God to fill its place. Trauma, you will no longer have effect on these people. Raise your hands and say, I receive it right now in Jesus' name. Amen, Mary. I would walk around that table and sing, be careful, little ears, what you hear. You can just come in and say, hey, let's all pray. I'm in verse 3. This is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. I have glorified you on earth. I have finished the work that you have given me to do. And now, O Father, glorify me together with yourself, with the glory which I had with you before the world was. Verse 6, I have manifested your name to the men whom you have given me out of this world. They were yours. You gave them to me, and they have kept your word. He's talking about the disciples that are with him. Verse 7, now they have known that all things which you have given me are from you. For I have given to them the words which you have given me. And they have received them. You ready? I have given you the words that the Father, by the Holy Spirit, through Jesus, has given me to say to you. And you ready for this? And you have received them. To him who, ready? To him who has revelation, more will be given. Now, I'm going to cut a tree down right now. Yeah, but Pastor, I get this stuff going and I learn a little bit, and then everything goes bad. That's a tree. Stop saying that. Start saying, the blessing of the Lord makes rich, and he adds no sorrow with it. I am above only and not beneath. I am the head and not the tail. You're wagging the tail ain't wagging you. Because you have God in your life. See what Jesus just said? I have given to them the words you've given me, and they receive those words. And you guys are receiving. Somebody ought to shout, I love the word. Mm-hmm. I didn't even get one copied yet tonight from anybody.
They put them out there.
I know, but I didn't even copy them yet. Why, it's been so long, I can't even find one. I'll copy James's statement. It's more fun being a milk delivery.
Sometimes it is.
Oh, yeah, sometimes. Oh, it always is. Why? Because as soon as the tank is full, you move down the road. Yeah. But wait, that's one of the greatest lessons of life. Just keep moving. You get one of those people that's always trying to drag you down, you got to unhook yourself from them. Yeah. If it's your husband or your wife, then learn how to have a good communication session, which means no screaming, no yelling, no hollering, no pointing fingers, just talking, saying, let's solve this. But we got together because we loved each other. Why don't we just love each other?
Amen.
That's pretty simple, isn't it? Did you hear what I just preached to you?
Yep, I did.
Watch the comments come now.
Look at there, you got a whole new set of I love the words from everybody.
Oh, thank you, guys. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Children, grandchildren, and
any
friends. Yeah.
There, I copied Sister Phyllis's. No, I am God, and I love the word. I'm in verse 8. Ready? Let's get back to verse 8. And they have known surely that I came forth from you, and that you believed, and they have believed that you sent me. You and I believe that God gave us the Holy Spirit, and we're receiving his instruction right here.
Amen.
And that's what makes this word so powerful every time you come. It's not because I'm teaching it. It's not because it's on Facebook or YouTube. It's because you guys, we all show up saying, Holy Spirit, speak to us tonight. You know, if you think about this message we're teaching right now tonight, we probably teach this message probably 25 times throughout the last year and a half. But it doesn't matter, because it's one of the most important messages that we'll ever teach, and that is you and I get the trees out, and here's the word. You're going to do this for the rest of your life. Just learn to do it quicker and get them trees when they're just little sprouts rather than letting them become a sequoia. Ready? I'm in verse 9. I pray for them. I do not pray for the world, but for those whom you have given me, for they are yours, and you are mine, and all mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I am glorified in them. Say it. I belong to Jesus. I belong to God. And I belong to the Holy Spirit. Verse 11. Now I am no longer in the world, but these are in the world. And I come to you, Holy Father. Look at this. Keep through your name those whom you have given me, that they may be one as we are one. Jesus prayed on the last night that you and I could be one with the Father as he is one with the Father. Isn't that a whole lot better than a bunch of rules and regulations saying you can't wear this and you can't eat that and you can't do this and you can't do that? Jesus just prayed, help them to be one with you, Father. Look at this verse. I want you to just read it right out loud. Keep through your name those whom you have given me, that they may be one as we are one. I have it circled, and I have a line drawn on my page. I'll show it to you. Yeah, let's see. 13 is over here by my finger, right there. See how it says? One as we are. Well, then I drew a line, and that line goes up to another verse that says that we might be one in us. And that line goes up and says that we may be one. And then another line goes down that says we may be one. And there's another line that says we are one with God. See, all of a sudden, all of this religious gobbledygook that we have learned that you better be doing this so you're not a sinner. No. Just talk to the Father every day about being one with him. And all of a sudden, all of this stuff on earth that you may have once battled with becomes totally insignificant because you realize I get to have a relationship with my Father every day, 24/7, 365. It's not something I do at church. It's not something I do at a church camp when we go there. Wait, you ready for this? Whether you're a doctor, a lawyer, a nurse, a milk hauler, a garbage truck driver, you run a coffee shop, a restaurant, you're a teacher, you're a preacher, you're a mom, you're a dad, it don't matter. Every one of us get to be one with the Father. Have you noticed that as I get us closer to this thought process that we might be one with the Father, the thoughts about all the trees in our life become more and more insignificant? Now, I can sit here and say, you better love those who hate you. You better do good to them that do bad to you. You don't do it, you're going to hell. It's really scary. That's really scary because the reality is that ain't God. If you keep doing that, will you go to hell? Yeah, but making that statement to you is not going to get you to get out of hell. Ready? Somebody write this out, type it in and put it in the comments. If I use fear to get you to come to God, I'm going to have to use fear to keep you in God. Because how you come will eventually be how you stay. Interesting thought, isn't it? When a preacher stands up and preaches hellfire and brimstone and scares people into the kingdom, he's going to have to scare you to keep you in the kingdom. But if I sit here and I teach you that the Father wants to have a relationship of oneness with you, and he wants you to be one with him, and he's doing everything in his power to get you there every day, all of a sudden, we lose that fear about hell. What hell don't mean anything. Why are you going to preach about hell? That don't mean anything. Preach about my relationship with God, and I won't ever even have to worry about hell. Can I get an amen or I love the word or anything out of anybody? See, I remember somebody saying once, if you use hell to get them in the church, you're going to have to use hell to keep them in the church. And
yeah, because they'll be too fearful to actually build a relationship with God, which is what would make them want to stay there.
Yep.
Sherry Hammond,
welcome, ma'am. We got somebody here from every walk of life today, man.
I love it.
I love it. Matter of fact, if you don't mind saying what city and state you live in, everybody just put your city and state in there if you don't mind. Put ours in, love. Just so everybody sees here. But you don't have to put your city in, just your state if you want to. You don't even have to do it. It's just a fun thing to do.
It's just fun, yeah, to see where everybody's
from.
There was something else I was going to say as you were teaching when I was getting... Oh, what you were saying, the insignificance of the whatever the people did that hurt you that you have to forgive them for. Realizing that this life is such a vapor, a breath compared to eternity. So what people have done wrong here really is so insignificant compared to your eternity that it's easy to just, it's not always easy, but it can be when you keep reminding yourself this is just a vapor.
In eternity,
it means nothing what they've done, or it's going to when we get to that eternal part, that eternal destination.
Williston, North Dakota, Loudonville, Ohio, Keithville, Louisiana, Marcellus, Michigan, where's Phyllis from? Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Yeah. Is it Baton Rouge?
Well, she's down there somewhere between the two of them.
Yeah.
Brother Dan's from Michigan. Sister Rebecca, she's from Michigan. See, guys. Warren, Michigan. All right. Why are you doing that, Pastor? I want you to see all the different groups of people that are here tonight. But why are you here? Because we got one desire, and that is that we're walking with God.
Amen.
We got one desire, and that is we are going to be with God, in God, and around God, and have that relationship with God. We got Fargo, North Dakota with us tonight too. Shepherd, Michigan.
And Sunday, you're in Michigan too, right?
Yep. Yeah. But watch. It all comes down to this verse we just read, verse 11. Look at this verse again. Keep through your name those whom you have given me, that they may be one as we are one. Well, if you remember our teaching last night, you guys, and I sent it this morning in an audio and in a YouTube video. We are an heir of God. We are joint heirs with Jesus. We have an inheritance that does not fade away. How did I get it, Pastor? Because you said, I receive you, Jesus, into my life.
Yeah.
That's not even saying I repent of my sins. That's I receive Jesus as my Lord and Savior. And he does all that work. And ready? As soon as you turn to God and say, I want you in my life, he now begins you on this track, this path of righteousness. Psalm 23, he will lead me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Francetta's with us.
Hi, Francetta.
Everybody shout, I love the word, just for Francetta. Amen. Amen.
I love
the word. I love the word. I love the word. Amen. All right, let's get focused.
That is a good song. This statement that Phyllis made, I love it. God doesn't force you to be filled with his love. He rewards you when you choose to reflect his holy.
Oh, that's really good, Phyllis.
Really good.
That's good. I didn't see it. My comments quit all of a sudden, but that's good. That's a great statement.
Well, we're both only getting partial comments again anyway.
Let's keep reading because we got to get all the way to verse 26, and the hour is moving. Ready? Verse 12. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in your name. Those whom you gave me, I have kept. And none of them is lost except the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. 13. But now I come to you, and these things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in them. Well, what was Jesus' joy? He was one with the Father. Jesus said, I don't do anything except what I see my Father do. I don't say anything except what I hear him say.
Amen.
14. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Learn this. The reprobates of the world, you're never going to change. Don't cast your pearls in front of them. I'll use my own life. I'm a biker. I love the biker world. I love biking people. I don't mind being right in with the clubs. I don't mind it at all. All right? When I know I'm on assignment there, I'm going to go in there and get them. It's like Brother Jerry Savelle telling the story about driving around on his motorcycle one day, and he drove by a big event, and there was a bunch of big, fancy Harleys. And he rolled in and said, hey, what's going on here? They said, we're having a bike show, and you got an awesome bike. Somebody had built him a custom bike and gave it to him as a seed into his ministry because they loved him so much. They're like, roll that bike right up here and put it in line. You'll win this contest. He rolls his Harley up there, parks it by all of them, enters in the contest. It ain't but a couple hours, and they're like, Mr. Jerry Savelle, would you please come to the, he comes up there to the platform. He's like, what is this place? And they said, this is the Outlaws. You just joined our bike show. And he said, and I won too. They're like, well, who are you? I'm Jerry Savelle. What do you do? I'm a preacher. You know what they said? Well, if you're a preacher, preach to us. He walks up on the platform, preaches a message, and like 15 of them give their heart to Jesus. And they said to him, "If since you're here, you might as well stay all night and come back on Sunday morning and preach to us tomorrow too." And he did, and there was 100 of them or something that got born again. See, God didn't say go out of the world and don't have nothing to do with them. He said, when you go to the world, you be the influence. You be the influence. Tell people to stop their gossiping. Anyways, I am going to finish these verses. Are we ready? verse 15, I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil one. I didn't know that. I didn't know you as a biker, Sherry. I guess maybe I did. But here's the thing. I don't have anything with the club. I'll go hang with them. But if I respect you, you respect me. That's how it works. And that's why they're so tight, and that's why they're so tough. It should be an example of what brotherhood in the kingdom should be like.
Yeah.
But we end up, I can't say those words right now, then I could be judged for that. In the kingdom, we end up hurting those that are hurting.
Yes, they are, Roger.
And there's no reason to do that. Let's stand one another up.
Amen.
Let's read verse 15 again. I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil one. There you go. Yeah. Yeah, that's a long conversation right there, isn't it,
yeah.
Sherry? Well, let me say this. Because of what Sister Sherry just said, the reason I gained respect from them is because of my work with the veterans and the military and the families of the fallen. And I found that there was respect in some of them guys. They truly had respect for a righteous man. And I'm not going to go do what they do. I'm not going to go clubbing, and I'm not going to go gangbanging and none of the rest of that stuff. I ain't into that. But if you come and do what I do, I might find that godliness in you and get you free. I got to tell you a story. It's a quick one. A friend of mine in Michigan, I won't say his name, but his name's Bill. Anyways, Brother Bill had a biker ministry, and he met a man that was an outlaw, and man just hated everything. But for some reason, he stuck to Bill. Bill was like, you got to get yourself together, man. You're falling apart. And I don't know. He came one day to an event where Bill was at and preaching, and he just said, I'm going to give my life to Jesus. And, of course, now he's going to have to get out of the club. The day he gave his life to Jesus, he had parked his bike on the side of the street by a park. He's down where Bill is. He gets born again. This guy's an outlaw. He gets born again, and he goes back to get on his bike to ride home, and an old man in a motorhome had backed over his bike.
Oh, my goodness.
And he turned around and walked back into the park, and he said, you know what, Bill? Whatever you just preached to me changed who I am. Because I don't even have an angry word to say to that man. I feel sad that he couldn't see my bike, and I just want to help him. Bill stood there crying.
Wow, I guess. Wow.
So it's about a month and a half later, he's gone to the club and said, I got to get out. And, of course, when you get out, there's a process. They said, we'll give you 30 days. You can think about it and then come back. He goes, I don't need 30 days. They're like, take 30 days. I'm like, I'll take 30 days, and I'll come back and tell you the same thing. Now, watch this. I go to a service Brother Bill's having for his biker ministry, and the guy's there. He's got his outlaw shirt on, which is the middle finger, and he's wearing it to church on Sunday. But nobody said anything to him. Right in the middle of worship, the man gets up, walks to the bathroom, turns his shirt inside out. Nobody ever said a word to me. When he walked out the door, he said, it'll be the last day I wear this shirt. He said it to me. I said, gets me right here when I say,
yeah.
I said, Jesus changed your life, man. And he said, I have so much peace. See, guys, everybody's got trees you got to deal with. I spoke about a bunch of them if we're not careful, we'll be like, "Ooh, I got so many trees, there ain't no hope." Well, here's the hope that you need. Jesus, last night on this earth, is praying for you and me to be one with our Father. And that oneness with God, is what will draw the world to come and be a part of us. I'll never forget that day on the Patriot Guard line. As the state captain, I finally learned I couldn't stand up by the church. I had to get out way out away from the church because people were going to come talk to me as a pastor. They needed Jesus, and they knew I was a preacher, and I had proved to be faithful with them. And so they were going to talk to me, so I'd go stand by the road. They'd come way out there. And this guy, I see him, he's hopscotching down the line. He gets to me. He's like, "Preacher, I could never be like you. Vietnam vet, hard man." I said, "Yeah, you probably can't." He goes, "What?" I'm like, "Where'd you grow up?" He said, "I grew up in Flint, Michigan." I said, "No, dude, I grew up on a dairy farm road. You and I are never going to be alike." He's like, "What's your deal?" I'm like, "Well, quit trying to be like me." He goes, "Yeah, but I could never like pray like you." I'm like, "Well, probably not." He goes, "Why do you say that?" I'm like, "Well, how did you grow up? What church?" He said, "I grew up a Catholic." I said, "No, I grew up Nazarene, Wesleyan. You're not going to pray like me." He just looked at me like, "You're taking all my excuses away." He goes, "Well, I couldn't be a Christian like you." I'm like, "You probably can't." But I'm like, "Dude, why are you trying to be like me? Why don't you just have a relationship with God?" He goes, "I don't think I can." I said, "I guarantee you I can teach you to pray a prayer. That if you pray this prayer every day of your life, you'll make it to heaven. You'll be in the same heaven I'm going to, no matter how I live and no matter how I pray." He goes, "Oh, yeah, what's that?" I said, "When you wake up in the morning, can you look up and say, 'Father, in Jesus' name, I need your help to make it today.'" He says, "Well, I already do that." I said, "Yeah, I figured so much." Roger Oxide, I love it.
I love it too. That Christian perfect.
God bless Siri. Watch it. I said, "How about when you stop it for lunch and you bow your head and say, 'Thank you, Lord, for this food and helping me for make it today.'" He said, "I do that." I said, "I figured you did." I said, "You got one more to go." He's like, "What's that?" I said, "How about when you lay down in your bed at night, turn off the lights, everything's dark. Can you look up into that darkness and say to God, 'How did I do today?' And then listen for him to answer you." He said, "Yeah, I already do that." I said, "I kind of figured you did." I said, "Dude, whether or not you can act like me or look like me or talk like me or pray like me doesn't have any effect. Just every day have that relationship with the Father." And I don't know if I ever said this. I said, "You find God." He said, "Man, there was no atheist in the foxhole in Vietnam. Every one of us found God in Vietnam. Because combat's real and people are dying. And you get real with God." And I said, "Here's the thing, brother. This is what you have to do. Is you just got to say to the Father every day, 'Help me walk with you.'" And he will. I'm in verse 20. I'm going to get these verses finished tonight. I love that story. It's a great story. And he's a great guy. And that man was free. From that moment on, that man was free and liberated to just be him and walk with God. Verse 20. Look at what Jesus prayed. "I do not pray for these alone, but for those who will believe in me through their word." You want to say it with me? He's talking about me. Jesus in this verse, it's talking about you and me believing in him because of the word of the Father. The Christmas song. The word of the Father became Mary's little son, and his love reached all the way to where I was. You know that song? You should learn it.
Well, I'll read it when we get done here. I'll sing it tomorrow.
21. Study this verse for the next 5 days, guys. That they all may be one, as you, Father, are in me, and I in you. That they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. So you and me, being one with the Father and the Spirit and Jesus, is what causes the world to believe that Jesus came. Say it again, right out loud. I get to be one with the Father.
I get to be one with the Father.
To him who has revelation, more will be given. You get to be one with the Father.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. 21. That they all may be one. That's you and me. That's all of us. That we all may be one, as you, Father, are in me, and I in you. That they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. And the glory which you gave me, I have given them, that they may be one, just as we are one. Circle all of those statements about I am one, you are one, we are one. Why? Because you've been adopted into this family. You are an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. And we read the verse last night, Ephesians chapter 5. Don't turn there. I'm just going to refer to it. Ephesians 5, verse 1. Like well-beloved children, imitate their father. Imitate the Father in your life. We get to be one with the Father. 22. And the glory which you gave me, I have given them, that they may be one just as we are one. We get to have Jesus' glory. Pastor, what does it mean? I don't know. Well, actually, I do, but... The more we walk with the Father, the more glory that comes to us.
Amen, amen.
The more you just say, no, get out of my heart. My heart will be filled with love. Get out, fear. Get out, hate. Get out, bitterness. I'm filled with the love of God. I'm one with my Father. You just uprooted tree after tree after tree after tree when you start making those kind of proclamations. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord. Verse 23. Look at what this says. This is so good. I know it's been pretty good so far, but this is so good. I'm going to throw in my, I love the word. I in them, that's Jesus in us, you in me, that they may be made perfect in one. Now, guys, I'm not teaching you a doctrine that is outside of the word of God. This is coming straight out of Jesus' mouth. and that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them as you have loved me. Why? Because we have been made one and made perfect in the Father. Well, Pastor, we're all sinners and we fall short. No, you once was a sinner. For all have sinned. It doesn't say for all keep sinning. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Once you get your doctrine straightened out, you realize that it's not about you quitting sinning in your own power. It's about Jesus gave you his righteousness. It's perfect. Jesus, Lord. You see what time it is? Somehow we got to close this message. Amen, Sunday. Can I get a I love the word or glory be to God or just a big glory kick? Wow. I'm reading 23 again. I in them and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one. That the world may know that you sent me. You and I being one with the Father and Jesus causes the world to know that the Father sent Jesus. Pastor, you make it, it's past my bedtime. Blessed James, love you. Just so you know, the other night we went for 8 hours, so you might want to go ahead and get some sleep, bro. You might want to go ahead and get some sleep, brother. 24. Father, I desire that they also, whom you gave me, may be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which you've given me. For you have loved me before the foundation of the world. And look at the first phrase of 25. Oh, righteous Father. Oh, I'm telling you right now, this gets gooder and gooder. Old 400 comes really early, dude. You better hit the hay.
Oh, my goodness. I guess. I should have been sleeping a while ago.
Well.
Or at least put us by your pillow. Yeah.
Brother Tim used to put us, call us in on Blog Talk Radio. And just put it by his pillow so he'd fall asleep, listen to it. And then when the program ends, it just hang his phone. All right. Plug your phone in, though, because you don't want the alarm not to go off.
Yeah.
So good to have you with us tonight, James. You're welcome here anytime you can be here with us. You truly are. I went to school with James in Eastern Kentucky in 1970, whatever. That's a long time ago, bro. Long, 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 long time ago.
That is awesome.
Were you there, James, when we built the 18-foot tall Santa Claus? Or, I mean, snowman? So I don't end up being a grumpy grandma. Yeah, just do it. When you got those kids, oh, you weren't there yet. That was the year before you got there. We built an 18-foot tall snowman. Much snow. We had so much snow.
In Kentucky.
Eastern Kentucky, yeah. Yeah, and pipes all froze. We were dipping water out of the cistern and boiling it so we had water to drink. Yeah. School was closed because so many people were sick. And, I mean, we're on a campus, you know. But it snowed, and so we started rolling a big ball, and by the time we built the head on the snowman, we had to have 4x4s and slide it up in chunks. And we built the tallest snowman ever in Kentucky, and they came and took a picture of it. And then somebody beat us because they put a 3-foot garbage can on top of his head for the hat.
Oh, no, really? Wow.
I'm back in the Bible now. We've been talking about snowmen getting sleep.
Yeah, James,
and
go ahead. Go to bed or don't
stop. All right. We got one more chapter we have to read. Not really. 1 John chapter 3. I want you to see this. See, getting these trees out. Getting these trees out is of absolute importance. But if you only spend your day all day saying, that's a tree, I got to get rid of it. I got to get rid of that tree. I got so many trees in my life. You'll end up being frustrated with your Christian life. But if you live every day saying, Father, help me be one with you. Now all of a sudden, it's not about whether I got a tree or not. It's about, what do I have to do to have a wonderful relationship with you, my Father?
Yeah.
But I don't ever want to do anything that would hinder the relationship I have with the Father God. None of us do. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You might have a habit. You might be addicted to some form of something, and you're trying to get free from it. It doesn't matter what's going on in your life. That doesn't matter to God. Because He knows that as soon as He can help you see by the Holy Spirit and the Word of God that He wants to be one with you, all of that stuff will just automatically go away.
Yeah.
It won't even have any effect. There'll be no desire for it because it won't be a part of that relationship. And whether or not you see why you have that, doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because your relationship with the Father, you literally have become an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus, is the most valuable force in your life. And then all of a sudden everything changes. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called the children of God. With His great love, He has loved us. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called the children of God. Therefore, the world does not know us because it did not know Him, and many of them don't want to know Him. Beloved, verse 2, we are children of God. Do you think John's trying to teach us something here? Say it with me. I am a child of God. And it has not yet been revealed what we shall be. But we know that when He is revealed, when Jesus comes back, that we shall be like Him. For we will see Him as He is. Everyone who has this hope in Him purifies himself, just as He is pure. Whoever commits sin also commits lawlessness, because sin is lawlessness. As you know that He was manifested, Jesus was, to take away our sins, and in Him there is no sin. And what did we just learn? That we are one in Him and in the Father. And Jesus taught us in John 14 that the Holy Spirit is come and makes His abode on the inside. Verse number 6. Wait, 5. And you know that He was manifested to take away our sins, and in Him there is no sin. 6. Whoever abides in Him does not sin. Why did they put that verse in the Bible? Whoever sins has neither seen Him or known Him. Little children, let no one deceive you. He who practices righteousness is righteous, just as He is righteous. He who sins is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that He might destroy the works of the devil. Whoever has been born of God does not sin. Here's why. For His seed remains in Him, and He cannot sin because He's been born of God, and your DNA has changed. Yeah, but Pastor, why am I still sinning in some of these ways? Because somebody planted a tree and told you it was okay to do that and still be a Christian. I'm just cutting the tree down for you. No, let's read the Bible. Do not be discouraged. Say this with me. I get to be one with the Father. And the Father wants to be one with me. Because I am an heir of God. See, what this comes down to is that you and I get the word in our heart, not religiosity, not churchianity, not Christianese. Well, Pastor, we're just, you know, we're all sinners. No, I'm not. I was a sinner. I did sin. I had fallen short. Those days are over. I am now a new creation in Christ Jesus, and the old things have passed away, and all things have become new. And the same thing has happened in you. Say it with me. I am a child of God. I get to be one with my Father. And my Father's seed does not sin. It's not about you making a decision. Oh, I'm going to sit today. I'll never do it again. Never. You blankety blank, blank, blank. It's not about a decision. Not about making up your mind. Not about determination. It's about receiving the work that Jesus did and then getting your nose in this book, like Dr. Barclay says, and figuring out what the doctrine of God's word is. And all of a sudden, his yoke is easy and his burden is light. And sin ain't nowhere close to you. There's no desire for it. The only reason that it's ever been there is somebody built it in you and told you it was okay to have it. You don't need me telling you what is sin and what isn't. You'll know it in yourself. You don't need anybody telling you. That's why I don't do that. Because God is inside of you, the very spirit of truth. And he is instructing you from the inside. Oh. I am a child of God. And I get to be one with my Father in Jesus' mighty name. Hasn't this been a good word tonight? See, what happens is we tell all religion to shut up and we open this book. I had one verse on my notes for tonight and I never even got to it. None of these verses was on the notes for tonight. And the one verse I did have, which is a good verse, but I'm not going there. We need to be done. We didn't even get to. Why? Because we followed the leadership of the Holy Spirit so that every one of you could have a very specific, exact touch from God in your life. In Jesus' mighty name. You ready? Let's pray. Everybody pray this prayer with me. Father, in Jesus' name.
Father, in Jesus' name,
I thank you for your word in my life.
I thank you for your word in my life.
And that I get to walk with you.
And that I get to walk with you.
Every day of my life.
Every day of my life.
Thank you for Jesus' blood and righteousness.
Thank you for Jesus' blood and righteousness.
Thank you that you filled me with your Holy Spirit.
Thank you that you filled me with your Holy Spirit.
Thank you for the community of faith.
Thank you for the community.
These wonderful believers that are here. I pray this all in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen and amen and amen and amen. I know many of you say, wow, what God does here. And then Sister Leanne adds the whole set of verses, which we actually preached. It's okay. I just copy them and I just take them into my notes and say, no, not those verses, these. Thank God for his wonderful love in our life and for all of you beautiful people. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, let's receive our communion elements like we do every day. And it'll be a blessing to you and to your family. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord. The more often you receive these communion elements, the deeper this word gets down inside your heart and transforms you into who it is that God made you. In Jesus' mighty name. Sister Francetta said, it's 56 degrees in Traverse City.
Wow.
It's 4 degrees in Williston, North Dakota, and it feels like 10 below.
Ripley will not waste time tonight.
There we go. The New Covenant Worship. Run and get you some elements. Let's receive it together. For I received from the Lord that which I also deliver to you. Love you, Rebecca. That the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it, and he said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Verse 25, in the same manner, after supper, he also took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. 26, for as often as you eat this bread, and as often as you drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death, his redemptive work, until he comes. Verse 28, let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For if we would, verse 31, for if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. Isn't it something that God gave you and I the ability to judge ourselves, examine ourselves? Why? Because you have the Holy Spirit in you. 1 John chapter 4, verse 17. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. I love it. Why? Because as he is the head of the church, so are we the body of in this world. Can't separate us. We're one with the Father.
Hallelujah.
And with Jesus. Verse 18, there is no fear in love. Perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. he who fears has not been made perfect in love, or he's just been trained to fear is all right. It's not. Stay in faith in Jesus' mighty name. There's no fear in communion if you come here to walk with God. Verse 28 says, the whole process, let a man examine himself and let him eat of the cup. You ready? Make this examination right now. If you've never been born again, pray this prayer that we're getting ready to pray, because you'll be right with God. Maybe you've been away from God and are coming back. Pray this prayer. You can pray it as a prayer of dedication. Maybe you're already in God and you're just here shouting, glory be to God. I get to rejoice in the wonderful things of God. This prayer works for everybody. Pray it now with me in Jesus' name. Father, in Jesus' name.
Father, in Jesus' name.
I love this prayer. The prayer is not holy, but what we're doing is holy. According to John 3:16.
According to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
Jesus, I believe in you.
Jesus, I believe in you.
And Jesus, I receive you.
And Jesus, I receive you.
Put your hands out like this and just say, I receive.
I receive you.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly language.
And live a successful life.
And live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. If you just prayed that prayer, your whole life just changed forever. That's the greatest prayer you can pray. In that prayer, you went from darkness, transformed, into the kingdom of light. God never does something to you. He takes you from to. You went from fear to faith. His faith. It's awesome. You went from your sin, which can't beat. None of us could. Nobody. Billy Graham himself had to win over sin just like you and I do. He gave you his righteousness and you just received it. Ready? Say it with me. I was a sinner.
I was a sinner.
But I receive all of your righteousness.
But I receive all of your righteousness.
Behold, I ding it. When that's, all of this happens, the Father looks at Jesus and says, adopt that one into the family. You are now an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. You have the Spirit. You have the Holy Spirit of God living on the inside of you. From this day forward, your greatest challenge will be to walk with God every day, just like we taught you tonight. Powerful, powerful word. They put my email address and website in there, so you can contact me if you'd like. Send me an email. Ask me a question. Honestly, you can ask any question you want. Tell me a story. Tell me your life story. Give us a prayer request. If you ask me, I've got 10 foundation verses that I believe are the most solid foundation verses you need in your life. Come right out of the New Testament. And they'll be the basis of everything you do. From that, you'll build your foundation and you'll build your house, the temple of God that you are. Send me an email, ask me for them, and I'll send them back to you. Because that's how we work it. I don't spam you. I don't like spam. So I, after what we just read from Jesus tonight, I'm not going to sow spam. And then you reap it. Everybody done reaping all the spam you ever want to reap? Amen. The website has the communion service contact information, and it's going to continually have more and more there so that we can be a blessing to you in every way. In Jesus' mighty name. You ready? Let's receive our communion elements now. Pray this with me. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I bless these elements.
I bless these elements.
For this time of communion with you.
For this time of communion with you.
Jesus, you were wounded.
Jesus, you were wounded.
For my transgression.
For my transgression.
You were bruised.
You were bruised.
For my iniquity.
For my iniquity.
The chastisement.
The chastisement
for my peace,
is on you, Lord,
and by your stripes, I am healed.
I am healed
in my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Every joint supply.
Every
in my body.
In my body.
From your body, Jesus.
From your body, Jesus.
In the body of Christ in my community.
In the body of Christ
and
in my
right
community.
Here in this community of faith.
And right here in this community of faith.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Amen. Let's receive his broken body. Thank you, Jesus, for the blood. Thank you for your broken body. And now, we lift up the cup of blessing. Blood of Jesus. Pray this with me. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
The most powerful cleansing force.
The most powerful cleansing force.
On the face of this earth.
On the face of this earth.
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have reconciliation.
I have reconciliation.
With you, my Father.
With you, my Father.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every sin.
Every sin.
Has been placed in remission.
Has been placed in remission.
In my life.
In my life.
I am a new creation.
I am a new creation.
Old things have passed away.
Old things have passed
and
away.
And all things have become new.
And all things have become new.
And I thank you for it.
And I thank you for
by the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I come boldly to the throne room of grace.
To the throne room of grace.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
Where I find grace.
For my assignment every day.
For my assignment every day.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
And the word of my testimony.
And the word of my testimony.
I overcome. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every plague has to pass over my life and cannot be on me or my family. My conscience is purged.
My
robes are made white.
And
I will always be
the glorious church
without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
When
you come for me.
You come for me.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's receive the juice together. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. How about we sing a song? Jesus sang a hymn. It says, and they went out. It was Psalm 118 is the hymn they sang. Quite a hymn.
Yeah.
It really is quite a deal. I don't have time to do it here because got to keep moving. Say this with me. There is a name I love to hear. I love to sing its worth. It sounds like music in my ears, the sweetest name on earth. Oh, how I love you, Jesus. Oh, how I love you, Jesus. Oh, how I love you, Jesus. Because you first love me. Don't you love this? I love this family. I love you guys. I love who you are. Appreciate you in our lives. May God richly bless you tonight. All the way from it feels like 10 below to shorts, t-shirts, and 75 degrees in Louisiana. Sister Julian and Vamala are somewhere in that temperature range somewhere. Father, we bless Julian tonight and Vamala with healing and health and strength in their bodies. We thank you for the revelation knowledge that explodes inside of them every single day. Lord, bless our dear brother and sister with great strength and peace every day of their life. We pray this in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Mary Fernandez, we love you. Tanvir and Nassim, we love you. All of our friends around the world, we love you. Been singing, been taking lessons. No, I ain't taking no lessons. The only lesson we got here is just a community of faith, all of us singing together. Thank God for this wonderful place to learn about him. Make sure you click love or like or something so we know who you are, because we always want to be a blessing to you, and we pray for you by name in the mighty name of Jesus. Well, that's all we got for tonight. For those of you on Blog Talk Radio, we say thank you for being with us. If you shoot me an email, let us know where you're listening from. We would love it, no matter around the world. HG, Holy Ghost, HG Preacher Man @gmail.com. We would love to hear from you in Jesus' mighty name.